You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Noel Lim on BFM 89.9. I'm speaking to Joey Yap on his outlook for 2009, the year of Ox. Joey, 2008 was a rocky year. How do you expect the Malaysian economy to perform in 2009 compared to 2008?
Well, in 2009, it's actually an Earth year, and this type of Earth is considered a contaminated Earth, and you could expect a little bit worse than 2008, actually.
In what sense? Do you expect slower growth?
In terms of the economy and in terms of money matters and financial matters, and I think in terms of the chart, what we can see from the chart are the moods of the people. So if people are not feeling that happy, it is obviously that they're not making that much money in this year.
Would you see slower exports, slower trade? Which sectors will be most badly hurt?
Because Earth element is the only non-moving element in the five element theory. So if it's non-moving, probably you hit a stagnation. You're lucky if you just reach a stagnation instead of a recession.
For Malaysia?
Well, close to it, I guess. I think we should not be pessimistic, you know, because in every dangerous situation, there's always an opportunity. Of course, if we can seize the opportunities on a personal level, I'm sure there are many things that we can do instead of what we cannot do. I mean, you turn on the news every day, you see, you know, the doom and gloom talk. So that is the obvious, but what are the things that we can do instead of what we can't, you know? That's the more important.
So what opportunities do you see?
First of all, we have to get our act together, and obviously everyone has 24 hours, you know, it's what to do with your time, obviously. And because the earth element, the only element that can counter a contaminated earth in the study of five elements is the wood element. So wood represents academic pursuit, the knowledge-based industries, education industries. So this type of work or fields might fare better in a year like...
So you foresee education businesses will do well in the coming in 2009?
Will still be able to preserve. I think it's not about doing well, it's more like preserving in the year 2009, you know? And what has happened in 2008 is merely just the start. And I've already mentioned this in my 2008 talk, that starting August of 2000 onwards, you would see the problems emerging. But in 2009 is when you really feel it.
And when you say earth, do you refer to the timber business or the property business as well?
Earth actually relate to properties in general. But if you're talking about the different types of fields, then earth, yes, it relates to property developments and real estate and houses and all that.
So do you foresee property development will be doing well in 2009?
I think some of them can preserve. It depends on how they now in our terms, how they use their own feng shui, obviously, but also really depends on how they plan for the long term. Because then, you know, if they can still expand during this time, like acquiring land obviously will be, you know, certain properties will be cheaper where it previously was not accessible, it's accessible now, you know. So it depends on how you seize the opportunities yourself.
And what about the stock market in Malaysia? When are the high and low periods?
Well, I think it's quite hard to say that, but I think the better months will be around May. The turning points will be around May and September.
Turning points for
turning
the
point,
better?
It depends. If it's all going down, it will go up during that time. If it's all going up, it will go down that time. So we can only see turning points. We can't exactly see whether it's going to go to exactly what points in the chart because of different forecasts.
What sectors are good for investment in Malaysia?
I think you shouldn't talk about that. We should talk about what should be preserved, you know.
What will be preserved?
Yes, I think we should look at the wood industries, that's the agriculture and plantation. Okay, that will be like the top of the list. But most of these are most of the industries, especially financial industries, aren't doing that well. So if you look at agricultural plantation, that will be like the first to recover if there's going to be a recovery.
So that will include palm oil as well?
Palm oil as well, that's right.
And the financial sector, do you think the crisis will prolong?
I think it probably will spill over to 2010 mid-year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for Malaysia, do you expect we'll go through very acute crisis on the political front or maybe in the financial markets?
Well, Malaysia is still in Asia, and Asia belongs to the wood element. And wood element, as I said earlier on, especially Southeast Asia, would be the first to recover. So if there's going to be any recovery, you'll see Malaysia, Singapore, and Asia primarily recover first.
On the U.S. political front, do you see there will be a lot of upheaval?
I will see a lot of changes and dissatisfaction with how things are done.
Even under the upcoming Obama administration?
Because it's a new change, and people are not happy with changes. They always say they want change, but then they're not happy with it.
Well, that wraps up the interview. Joey, thank you for sharing your predictions with us. Hope it will be a good year for you. That was Joey Yap. You are listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9. The Business Station.